What up, y'all? This is Little Ill, representing for the DJ Silly Ill podcast, edition number 2. Kicking shit off right here. Hey, yo, Silly. Like, could I get some background, too?
1, 2, 3, 4! Get up, get on up, get up.
Yeah, alright, that's a little more like it. Alright, y'all, so what up? My name again is Little Ill, representing for DJ Silly Ill, the DJ Silly Ill podcast. What we got here is kind of a new format. We're gonna be trying some things out. Always need feedback. Get at us, djsillyill.podomatic.com. Let us know what you think. So we're gonna do edition 2 right here. Gonna present some original DJ Silly Ill hip hop tracks featuring myself, Little Ill, on background and some of the hooks, as y'all will feel. And we're gonna bring those to you. We got about 6 tracks to play, and I'm gonna give you a little skinny on each track as they're about to come on. And shit should be cool, man. So, yeah, like I said, up first we got this track, Cold Ability, and of a hip hop track for smart people.
Get up.
This is a story about hot
and cold.
Hot thought he was the shit, like hot spit or hot fire, appearing instantly from steam or a lighter. He associates with devils, not a lover, but a fighter. Cold got born in the game when ice got its name, as the result of solidifying water. And cold saw beauty in ice and said, daughter. Hot thought ice was warm and not cold, Mac and cold, baby girl, when she was one day old. He saw ice chilling there and said, I'll be bold. Now cold saw it all from a cliff up above. He felt love in his heart and he knew he had to run. Too late, she would melt and cold took out a gun. I said, man, now I know where this whole beef begun. This is hot versus cold, since the earth was one day old and cold slow, while hot has agility. But true power lies in frost and not fire, which leads me to ask, do you got cold ability? Hot saw the gun and said, whoa, son, you cold, you should chill before you do something ill, and watch your pants for this water that spill. Cold said, that ain't no spill, you have melted my girl, so I now end your world. Prepare to feel the heat of my lead make you twirl. Hot shouted out, that gun threw me no harm, because you and me, cold, we got a similar charm, and you best not test me, because I sound the alarm. Cole said, okay, hot, if you really want to stop it, we could battle on some philosophical topics to the death to decide which one of us has got it. This is hot versus cold, since the earth was one day old and cold slow, while hot has agility. But true power lies in frost and not fire, which leads me to ask, do you got cold ability? Hot began, I'm the sun and the lava. I caused the Big Bang, so I don't know why you bother. When it comes to this life shit, I am your father. Cold shot back the Big Bang that was hot, but who you think got all that expansion to stop? Cooled the vacuum of space into a melting pot. Hot said, I cause all the veggies to grow. My job is to make photosynthesis go. Without me, how you gonna cook your food, yo? Cold said, your problem is now you boil. Now eat everything now, now everything's spoiled. But a freezer can save all your labor in foil. This is hot versus cold, since the earth was one day old and cold slow, while hot has agility. But true power lies in frost and not fire, which leads me to ask, do you got cold ability? Round 2. Hot said, no matter, I know I'm still better than you, as I fry up all batters, and you know I'll be serving up the best poo-poo platters. Cold said, that's nice, but life's not possible without the principle that frozen water expands into ice. Hot said, I don't understand, you don't make no sense, man, what's the deal if it expands? It got nan nutter to do with my plans. Cold said, hot, you're pretty dumb, you ever been ice fishing, you stinking bum? And with that, cold extinguished hot under his thumb. This is hot versus cold, since the earth was one day old and cold slow, while hot has agility. But true power lies in frost and not fire, which leads me to ask, do you got cold ability? Cold looked around, not glad but sadder, as it seemed like all the pieces of his life were shattered, even running out of any foes to battle. Just then something cool started to happen. The water was crackling, popping, and snapping. Cold said, what the heck is going on? The water had started to form a little pond, and soon he saw a face of which he had been fond, and heard a voice. I bet you thought I was gone. But the thing about water is it can refreeze and cold and happily ever after be, and ice is daddy. Ain't no moral, just an abnormal story. This is hot versus cold, since the earth was one day old and cold slow, while hot has agility. But true power lies in frost and not fire, which leads me to ask, do you got cold ability?
Alright, alright. Checking in again. I'm throwing some of these new Hershey Kissables. It's like a Hershey Kiss with the M&M shell. Magnifico. Fantastico. Anyway, enough bullshit. Let me plug a few websites real fast. You need to all check out HuffingtonPost.com, TruthDig.com. Again, that's HuffingtonPost.com and TruthDig.com. Get a little info about what this next track, Impending Doom, is talking about.
You come in September 12th, ready to plot what response we take to Al-Qaeda. Let me talk to about the response that you got from top administration officials. On that day, what did the president say to you?
The president, in a very intimidating way, left us, me and my staff, with the clear indication that he wanted us to come back with the word that there was an Iraqi hand behind 9/11, because they had been planning to do something about Iraq from before the time they came into office.
Did he ask about any other nations other than Iraq?
No, not at all. It was Iraq.
Saddam. Find out.
Get back to me.
I see a 600-pound pink elephant in the room. You can try to ignore it, I prefer to call it impending doom. See, I consume real international news. I'm not faking the blues, it's just in CNN this potential abuse. A free press is just free to be bought. The news desk appears as podcast, it has to be sought. It matters not how many times Eliza Bush get caught. We just keep feeding him slack, he just keeps pulling it taut. A Mount Everest size, mythological proportion of lies has been perpetrated past all of our eyes. Not like we're trying to recount some recent history. What happened in 2000, it's not really a mystery. Democrats, Republicrats, the cat's a little fat. What we gonna do about that? If we can, we catch the rat and feed it to the cat, and catch the cat and make a leopard skin pillbox hat. Oh, your leopard skin pillbox hat, baby. Tax my ass with no representation, cause I'm not some slave on W's plantation. I, the undersigned, one member of humankind, am not blind to the fact that he's got
war on my mind.
I hold these truths to be self-evident.
What?
The war on terror and all things subsequent that changed the country underwent. No coincidence, the malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
So severe is the fear, and here we leer in this queer atmosphere, insincere, steered by cavalier profiteers who want a privatize, which is some corporate lies for putting commercials in schools and calling it enterprise. Paradigm shift, we're a rhyme gift, tears a great rift and shoplifts all the man's designs. Parrot style lift, swear by my pith, I don't mind, this is not shit, cause what's really mine to define? Ideology makes no sense to me, I'm a philological thinker, use my mind to see. While I hold up truths to see themselves present evidence, I know only temperature's absolute, that shit's common sense. Mentally extend yourself and make some friends to compensate, intending to bring about revolution mind state. The power is being, seeing, skiing the now. When you figure it out, tell someone, don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
Don't tax my ass with no representation, cause I'm not some slave on W's plantation. I, the undersigned, one member of humankind, am not blind to the fact that he's got
war on my mind.
I hold these truths to be self-evident.
What?
The war on terror and all things subsequent that changed the country underwent. No coincidence, the malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
Attitude check, are my ideals intact? Have I investigated every single attitude? In fact, because truth be told, if I could shout to let it all out, I trade my tears for fears, and there's a couple things I do without.
Start with cable news, whose only job is selling fear, and a credit industry run by rich financiers, imprisonment of Mumia and Leonard Peltier, and anything that comes out the mouth of Britney Spears.
Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know? And be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do.
Also carnivorism on the global, but not the local. Factory farming or with stray animals growing older. All the pages I see who got no help in sight, but for $5 to sell you a fake rolly that looks tight. How about every single rapper who says paper stack? All the producers who ain't me and make beats that's whack. And all my people so he's pinching off my fat weed sack. But mostly I could do without this fucking war in Iraq. Tax my ass with no representation, cause I'm not some slave on W's plantation. I, the undersigned, one member of humankind, am not blind to the fact that he's got
war on my mind.
I hold these truths to be self-evident. What? The war on terror and all things subsequent that changed the country underwent no coincidence. The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president.
The malcontents implement the plans of the
war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office. In foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
We must stop the terror. Stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
Thank you, Governor Bush. Moving along, but not too far along. We're gonna stick with the semi-political right here. There's a great movie called Network. I don't know if y'all ever seen that shit, but it's directed by Sidney Lumet, and it's basically one of the best movies ever. It's a totally scathing critique of the media and how television is the most evil force in the entire world, and it's controlled by really evil people that want to do evil things with it. And it's awesome. You should totally watch it, excuse me. That was Chris. And, yeah, so this track has a bunch of samples from the movie Network, and hopefully it'll make you want to see that movie, and if it does, then maybe I've done a little bit of good.
What are we gonna call it, the Mousy Tongue Hour?
Why not?
They've got Strike Force, Task Force, SWAT, why not Che Guevara and his own little mod squad? Look, I sent you all a concept analysis report yesterday. Did any of you read it? Well, in a nutshell, it said, the American people are turning sullen. They've been clobbered on all sides by
Iraq, Iran,
the inflation, the depression. They turned off, shot up, and they fuck themselves limp, and nothing helps. So, this concept analysis report concludes the American people want somebody to articulate their rage for them. I've been telling you people since I took this job 6 months ago that I want angry.
BJ.
I don't want conventional programming on this network. I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment. Anti-establishment.
I've turned off, smoked up, and jerked myself limp, and nothing helps. Oh, I wish it were that simple, like the hi-hat in this here instrumental. Contact highs with me, the incidental. I sell beats, I don't give out rentals. If it ain't hot now, it will be eventually. Cause this is S-I-L-E, and I got some shit to get off my chest, y'all. I pledge to always come real, let you know how I feel. Vow now to put it down, bow down to my ill sound. Swear that I tell the truth, cause when I do, it's true. Who knew this Rudy dude could really put that shit down like
that.
Yo, you mind if I change topics for a second, y'all? Press Bush is like The Shining, with blood-filled corridors, covered up by bad twang and no skill as a orator. He's coming from behind, he wants your money and your grind. But somewhere votes are still being counted in Florida. And somewhere key west of Kissimmee, St. Cloud, James Baker's on a beach, not in shade, but a shroud. Come on, James, say it loud, tell it proud, let every one of us know how you rigged that election in 2000. Keep out the black and Jewish vote, but count the army. Only go on Fox News, try not to look too smarmy. Cause Bill Bill O'Reilly is an arbiter of truth these days?
What?
Oh my god, what the fuck did I say? Check out KCRW.com, y'all. I know this shouting on website ain't really what's the bomb, y'all. But y'all, as in all of y'all, you gotta heed the call. You gotta get up and vote this fall. Cause this is the moment when the whole ship could turn. Because a Democratic House equals questions that stern. Now don't get me wrong, politicians, I say fuck them all. But wouldn't you really wanna know, once and for all, the involvement of Bush in planning 9/11 or that Air Force training of the 15 Saudis who wanted heaven? Now don't tell me that that footage doesn't cause you one tear. I want answers, I'm pissed off, and fuck all this fear.
The inflation, the depression, they turned off, shot up, and they fuck themselves limp, and nothing helps. So, this concept analysis report concludes the American people want somebody to articulate their rage. Nothing helps. The American people want somebody to articulate their rage.
Network, y'all. Gotta see. But yo, alright. You see, a lot of these tracks, like, they have an inspiration, obviously, like a political purpose or a story so far as, like, you know, the main things that we've heard. But, you know, a lot of times, like, I just, you know, silly just be making beats and they're just funky. It's just funky. It's just like, damn, like, what are you gonna do with all of this funky shit? And, we just, one time, I don't know, we just sat down and we figured it was, like, time to just do a track about the funk. About how the funk just, it pours out from within this man, this silly, oh man. Funk.
Set up high.
tonight, stop the funkin'. I know I gotta rock the spot top to bottom. Going for your groove, move, you will feel ill. That's in the air. I said I'm hot tonight, stop the funkin'. I know I gotta rock the spot top to bottom. Going for your
mention, because my dumb little ill ass is so little that I forget stuff. Let's see. All of this is being brought to us by the glorious Original Butter Records, representing out of the studio of the Ill House of Repute, run by Mr. DJ Silly Ill, my larger compatriot in this musical crime caper we call life. Enough stupid chat. Let's move on to the next to last track, which is kind of an apology track for everything I ever did ever.
So sorry, I say sorry. So sorry,
so
I say sorry. So sorry, I say sorry. So sorry. I say sorry
all the time.
So sorry.
Too much.
I say sorry.
If I fuck up.
So sorry.
In the clutch.
I say sorry.
If I wreck
so
up.
So sorry.
You're Dutch.
I say sorry.
Let me break it down.
So sorry.
As such, apology is my demise. It holds me back, my enterprise. I can't take rise until I really fully open my eyes. Cause I'm always sorry about something when nothing's really going on. Like stress and entropy's the only stuff I can focus on. I say go ahead, silly ill. Make a groove and get to swerving. As long as you got herbal medicine and nerve. As long as you got fat beats to be serving. I see flashing lights in CT like my name was Michael Irvin. The stress regressed, my mind reversed the climb. I'm rehearsed my verse down to the very last line. Sometimes I feel like the opposite of Robert Ori. Cause I'm
so
sorry.
I see mothers, fathers, sons and daughters killing themselves. All about some sorry shit that they can't help. And I don't mean no sorry shit like they was pathetic. Their apologies are self-fulfilling though and prophetic. Cause here in the Northeast, all I see is people hurrying. When I walk the streets and listen, all I hear is their worries. I see reality is an emotional flurry. Most of all emotional human beings feel sorry. I'm sorry I do hip-hop even though I'm white. For those righteous motherfuckers who don't think it's right. And I'm sorry I do rock tunes cause I'm a big dork. And it pisses off the punk rockers who shout,
"Put a cork in it!"
I'm sorry for the paychecks I piss down the proverbial pot. And all the pot too.
Oh wait. Not.
I'm sorry for the food that goes bad in my fridge. 43% of the youth in heartbeat are starving kids. I'm sorry when I drive my car and burn gas. Except I'm American and I can afford it, so that's that. I'm sorry I make Wendy's kill animals even late. Even though I know the hungry starve to fill my plate. I'm sorry for Iraq and civilians and the soldiers. We act like we got our dignity, but we soldiers. And I'm sorry for the times I've used my white privilege. I wish I had any fucking idea how to stop that shit.
For real though, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
So sorry.
Hey, yo, James. Tell him how we doing.
I feel good.
Yeah. I do feel good.
I feel
sharing my music makes me feel good. Because, you know, I'm of the position that recorded music should be free. I don't think that music should be charged for, like, ever, because I don't want to pay for somebody's music. I just want to hear it. And if I like them, I'll pay to go see their show. And if you like me, you could pay to come see my show. And that's how it should work. But it doesn't work like that. But maybe if I start doing it that way, maybe it could work that way. I don't know. So anyway, the last track now is about how I got stuck writing this last track, actually, in the middle of writing it. And I actually changed what it was about in the middle of it to write it about how I got stuck writing it. And every time I get stuck writing a track now, I just listen to this track. And it gets me unstuck. So, it's kind of cool. It's called The Writer's Block. Check it out.
This one goes out to all you cats with busy lives or got a kid and cleaned your house or watched TV instead of doing what you should have did.
I'm stuck, don't know what to say. This used to be intermittent, now it's every day. But still, I try to find my way. When all the signs point to go, that's when I know I should stay, not fade away. Because my name ain't Buddy Holly, I parrot mistakes, it's like this cracker wanna poly. You see, writer's block don't make writing diminish, quite the opposite, it makes writing start but never finish. So here I am, I got 9 beats with 1 verse down. I got these 3 half-finished hooks laying around. I need to find a better sample for the verse background, then round it all up so I can put it down. I stopped caring at work today what this track would be about, cause I could shout open at my music or I could sit and pout, more likely dwell in a hell of mental cell of myself doubt, or I could write rain and floods and let my pen in this drought.
When my brain gets stuck like in the muck of goo, I lace up funky breaking things and let the track make me sing like this.
Now let me expound, I'm a professional past tense word finding hound, but you can abbreviate and call me profound. Practical jokester, architect of this beat, I use Johnson & Johnson baby powder cause I got sweaty feet. All alone late night in the zone, get right, blaze my dome, just might break the mold and flow tight. The white boy
did it,
dat noise and respect, I
get it,
you know you fucking with one who when I touch mics, crowd shout,
spit it.
Toxins do exit my body, a smoke would come out of a shoddy. When fools start acting up around the beat, leaving bodies, my noxious aroma causes millions of comas. Head slumped to shoulders, bouncing up and down, cause my shit is the hottest.
When my brain gets stuck like in the muck of goo, I lace up funky, breaky things and let the track make me sing like this.
Some rhymes to borrow, I need some help to write this flow. No ice gas, holes crack out pimping in my tracks. No Bentleys, Benzes, Beamers, no rollies or paper stacks. No cane slanging, gang banging, cutting, stepped on wax. And I won't give out my mobile phone, but you can send a fax to 1-900, silly ill. Cause all I got is goodwill for those that feel a little music that's real, not some gangster spiel. So here's the deal, it's really not that hard to reinvent the wheel. Take your whole entire soul, influenced by global zones. Then you Tokyo Dome and smoke your own to Tokyo we flow. Take your whole entire soul, influenced by global zones. Then you Tokyo Dome and smoke your own to Tokyo we go. Like Flojo.
When my brain gets stuck like in the muck of goo, I lace up funky, breaky things and let the track make me sing like this.